This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
This is Mason Vera Payne, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. We've all empathized with people and situations, and sometimes we end up getting hurt. Is having empathy a good or bad thing? Joining me to break down empathy is Dr. Leslie Beth Wish. Thanks for joining me, Dr. Wish.
Thank you.
Just to clarify, could you tell me what exactly is empathy?
Well, empathy and sympathy share something in common. But let's think for a second. When you go to the grocery store or your wherever you go shopping for basic things, those cards in those card aisles don't say empathy cards. They say sympathy cards, and there's a reason. So let's look at the difference, okay, between empathy and sympathy. Empathy is a feeling or a belief that you have sort of an extra ability to care genuinely and comprehend what the other person is going through because you believe and feel you've experienced something very similar to their situation. Sympathy is an action to express genuine care and concern and comfort for another person in their situation, regardless of whether you've experienced it or not. But both sympathy and empathy are attempts to be good and to be seen as being a good person.
What about compassion? Would empathy be more aligned with compassion than sympathy?
I think compassion is more related to sympathy. I think the key thing here to keep in mind is that compassion, empathy, and sympathy are all sort of an experience of a balancing act between what you offer as, solace to someone else as to whether it's about and for the other person or whether it's more about you.
So, okay, being empathetic, you're kind of feeling for the other person's situation. Could that be used to manipulate you?
Well, because empathy involves a belief that, you've experienced something that I've experienced, it could easily be misused, probably unconsciously, to tell the person what to do about your experience, what you learned, what you went through. I remember when my mother died very young, and I was going through the mourning of losing her. And so many people came to me and told me their story. And the airtime that they had in, sending me nice messages and talking to me was more about them. Yeah. And I remember standing there thinking, you have no idea what this loss is like to me. It's unique to me. Yes, thank you very much for offering me your care about me, but here you are talking all about yourself. So you have to be very careful about that. And it's not that someone's unkind and consciously wanting to do that, but there are personal motives sometimes, and that can end up being manipulative, telling you what to do, how you should feel.
Do you think that, accepting that empathy from another person, could that be a bad thing? Or, am I being kind of cynical about that?
No, I think you're on the right track. You want, again, to look at that balancing act. Is the person spending more time talking about themselves, or are they talking to me about things such as, what can I do for you? Is there anything I can help you with? Or here's my phone number. Call me, anytime. You want to look at where the arrow is pointing. Is it pointing to you, telling your story and wanting to be seen and included as a and recognized as a nice and caring person, or are you doing it to genuinely offer someone else some help?
I always try to look on the brighter side of things. I always want to give somebody an opportunity. But there's also that cynical part of me. It's like, what's in it for you? How can I accept when somebody is being genuine about it? What are little signs that I can tell, they're being genuine about, trying to understand my feelings?
Great question. So think about how much airtime is taken up by the other person talking about themselves and telling you their story. When I had people say to me, when my dad died, la, 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 la. Okay, and I'm standing there going, wait a second. That you just told me that was years ago, and my experience has just happened. So you want to take a look at how much time they're talking about themselves. secondly, are they being too intrusive? Are they saying things to you like, I'm going to call you every night, or I'm going to stop by your house all the time? And maybe you don't want that. Maybe that's too intrusive. What you are looking for is someone to ask you things such as, do you have family around? Do you have good friends? Who's there to help you or check on you? What else can I do for you? What do you need from me? Please help me make sure that I'm not being too intrusive, but letting you know I genuinely care. And you'd be surprised, people might say things ranging from, oh, there's nothing you can do, to saying something like, well, could you check in on me? Like, if I'm late to work, could you give me a call? Or if I don't call you in a few days, will you call me? So that's what you're looking for, someone who is not putting a program or their own agenda on you.
Let's say I'm the other person. Let's say, my friend's parents passed away. How would I know, like, if I'm projecting some of my feelings onto them? Like, of course, they're going to be sad. Of course, they're going to be going through something. But, you know, if I think like, oh, they're anxious or they're angry, should I, not be projecting my own feelings onto them?
Well, you have to be careful as to what gets activated in you by someone else's loss. I remember when I found out that I could not have children, and I told some of my good friends. And what they started doing was telling me all about adoption agencies and what their parents said to them, and it felt terrible. They were putting their own feelings on me. So you want to look to see what is going on in you. How close is your own issue to what the person is going through? If it's too similar, if you're feeling a little anxious, or if you're feeling the over-need to help, once again, that balancing act of it being more about you than the other person, then pull back a little bit and just say, tell me what happened. Sometimes that's all you need to say.
Oh, wow, I like that one, because that is true. Sometimes it just takes that ear. You don't have to go into a whole tirade of things to say.
Yes, you don't. And, when you go to the person's house and you see that there are 20 casserole dishes and you've brought one too, how much food? I remember the food that was brought to our house. No one even bothered to ask us what we like to eat. So don't be, presumptive like that. Ask, I noticed there's lots of food here or lots of candy. A lot of people bring candy, okay? And you can say, I'd like to bring something. I see you've got a lot of food, but I don't know what kinds of things you like. And most of the time people will say, oh, no, don't worry, don't worry. And you can say, look, I know that people say that and I appreciate it, but it's something I would really like to do for you, so please help me help you. But again, open-ended questions. What do you need? I see lots of flowers. I don't think you want more. Is that correct?
I like that. Ask them, which is true. You sometimes it feels like I shouldn't ask, but it definitely is something that you should, I guess, put your big girl pants on and just ask the question.
Yes, and look around. Look around at where you are. Are you visiting the person's house? Look to see how many flowers there are. I mean, people brought my dad and my brother and me endless tuna noodle casseroles. I mean, how many can you eat? No one bothered to ask, what else would you like? So observe, take inventory here, pay attention to what's going on.
Do you think that empathy is important to have, like as your own personal trait?
It is important to have, because when you are with someone who is close to you, you are able to draw from your own experiences, and you can say things such as, it took me a really long time to get over something, and you're never really over it, but the acuteness goes away. Those are okay things to say, but again, pay attention to how much you are talking about yourself, how much you are telling the person things that may not be true for them, like you're going to be fine in 3 months. Well, maybe they aren't. So pay attention to, again, that balancing act. Are you doing things to feel better about yourself, to seem important or special, or are you doing it to genuinely help someone else?
There are times where you're not close to a person. Somebody died, maybe even a wedding, it could be any kind of occasion, but you're not really close to them, but you still like want to share in like their happiness and give them something. What could you do that wouldn't be kind of intrusive on that? Would a phone call or like an email be okay?
Well, if you don't know them that well, I don't know if a phone call would be so great. It kind of depends on what you know about this person. Are they a very private person? Maybe a phone call would be too much. One of the things I like to send to people who I don't know that well, you know, an email is kind of blah, but there are wonderful websites where you can send an e-card that or a card in the mail. That might be something you can do to someone you don't know very well.
Yeah, because I do know, like, a friend of a friend's family relative died, and it's like, oh, well, I knew the person one time. Like, I met them once.
Right.
So I kind of, like, do I send something? Should I go? You know, it's kind of hard to find your footing.
It is. And think how awkward it would make the person on the other end feel if you called. And they, what if they didn't remember you very well?
Oh, yeah.
You know? And you're here, and I mean, it makes someone else uncomfortable. And so when you send a card, you can say in the card, we met through our mutual friend, and I the few times we were together, I really, you know, liked you very much, and I just thought I'd send you my thoughts for your loss.
Oh, that's smart. And it's kind of intimate, too, just like a handwritten note, too.
Yes, exactly. So either way, whatever works, but I don't think I would make a phone call. Think how it would be uncomfortable for you in your time of mourning and confusion and anxiety and sadness if someone who you barely knew picked up the phone and said, hi, I heard about your loss, and you're thinking, who is this? I don't even recognize their voice, you know?
Oh, that is so true. That would be so cringeworthy. I could see myself doing that. I'm glad that you said something, because now I'm just going to write notes.
Yes, and think about people who go over the top. There were people who put something on our doorstep like 3 or 4 times a week.
Whoa.
And that was like a lot. I thought, now, who is this for? Is it for them to be seen as someone important and caring and suddenly valued? I mean, there were things that were left. There was candy that was left, and all the chocolate melted. I mean, my mother died in August, so it was still hot out. So, again, when you are trying to be empathic or sympathetic to someone, think about how much is this about you? How much are you talking? How much are you doing over the top? Better just start small and see what the reaction is. And the other thing you can do, you mentioned not knowing someone very well. Ask the person who does know them very well what kinds of things they need.
For people who are listening, where can they find you at?
My website is lovevictory.com. And if they go to the right and sign up on my website, they will get some gifts. And also, in a short while, I will be offering workshops in how to train your love intuition, because that's my next project.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you for contacting me and for having such a valuable question.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.